With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is trying to salvage his hopes of being elected for a second term as president of the United States. After a terrible debate performance a little over a week ago, the president appeared in a nationally televised interview to try and make his case that he is still competent to lead the country. Meanwhile, former State Department official Len Khodorkovsky says the people he meets in Israel are asking some of the same questions as Americans about Biden's performance and leadership.
How do you see the election? Do you think Biden will make it to the election day? Do you think that they'll swap somebody else in? Who will it be? You know, what will that scenario be like for Israel?
Police say two people were killed and three others injured in Independence Day violence in Huntington Beach, California. Al Pasella lives in the neighborhood where the shooting took place.
We're just a get-together, just in the courtyard. It's something they do every year and periodically throughout the summer. Just get together with the neighbors and some local friends that live in the neighborhood and just laying off some fireworks and a lot of food. And
former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a
Podcaster Dan Senor says it's disappointing most people seem to be oblivious to the fact that several Americans are among the hostages being held by the terrorist group Hamas. Senor tells the Salem Radio Network no compromise appears likely given what he calls the messianic mindset of Hamas leader Sinwar, who appears determined to die in the fight for an Islamic caliphate to totally replace Israel. Senor was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply has abandoned the LGBT agenda.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. Company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's top education officials ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to try and incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. Walters was elected in 2022. This is SRN News. President Biden has used a highly anticipated TV interview to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term in office. He's blaming his disastrous debate performance on what he called a bad episode and saying there were no indications of any serious condition. Russian President Putin's message to NATO was simple and stark. Don't go too far or he'll have to push back.
How do you see the election? Do you think Biden will make it to the election day? Do you think that they'll swap somebody else in?
That is former State Department official Len Khodorkovsky. He says the people he's been meeting in Israel in his many travels in the aftermath of Biden's debate performance are asking questions indicating they're concerned about U.S. leadership in the future and whether it will be willing and able to support the Jewish state should it come under fire in a regional conflict. This is SRN News.